For, against, council acknowledges the Noongar people as the traditional custodians of the land and pay our respects to their elders past and present, as well as the pioneering families who shaped the Coorigin area into the thriving community we enjoy today. Councillor, staff, and members of the public are advised that the council meeting is being recorded for future publications. In attendance, we have two members of the public, Mr. Ron Gannaway and Mr. Ken Baldwin. We now hold any leave of absence. Thank you. Declarations of interest. We have quite a few here today. Mr. Mattson, CBH 8.2.1 and 8.2.2. Councillor Dyer.
Read what's up here. Just a moment. Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll go back again. Item CBH 8.2.1. CEO, Mrs. Mattson, Councillor Dyer, Councillor Talbot, Councillor Jacobs, Councillor Hickey, all have a declaration in. Oh, and Councillor Leach. CBH. Yeah. Right. Item 8.2.2, CBH development application for Bulkley. Councillor Dyer, Councillor Leach, Councillor Hickey. CEO, Mattson. Yep. Councillor Jacobs and Councillor Leach all have a declaration. Sorry, I have a declaration now as well. Avoidance of CBH. And Councillor Talbot, CBH. Okay. These items may have to be put further down the line because we are awaiting some ministerial approval regarding those declarations of interest. Right. Agenda item 8.2.9 is regarding the medical services. All councillors have indicated an impartiality to that item. Just read them out for me. And we have impartiality for item 2.2.11, Australia Day Awards, awards from Councillor Talbot and Councillor Jacobs. So thank you for that. We'll go on to public question time. Mr. Gannaway or Baldwin, would you like to speak?
Well, I suppose there's probably a couple, two major issues involving the show at the moment would be the locomotive that's currently in the CRC. I understand some people have expressed some concern that it'd be looked after if it was removed to the museum. The train shed that it was housed in has now been erected at the museum after some delays. And the loco has a long history with. Sorry?
Could I just ask one thing? We're doing public question time. Is that okay? Or would you like to number item six? There's Tish's deputation presentation.
I'll just finish the question.
Okay. I'll come back to you in our next one. Sorry.
No worries.
Right. Memorials. I have several here. The Shire of Coorigin acknowledges the tragic passing of Councillor Mark Moody, Deputy Shire President of the Shire of Ravensthorpe,
We extend condolences to Mark's family, friends, colleagues and council. Our thoughts are with the Ravensthorpe community. And while we're on that, I'd just like to say thank you to our volunteers for their efforts and support they give within our shire. It's very important we've been at this time. Also, I'd like to acknowledge and pass council's condolences on to Councillor Hickey and the Hickey family for the loss of Sue's mother. And memorial, Mrs. Hillary Jo. Any other memorials? Thank you. Six petitions, deputation, presentation, submissions. Well, would you like to say
now, Peterson? Okay, so like I was saying about the LACO, it's got a long history involving the museum. It came from the Sibley family from Stretton. You probably know related to the Jespersons. Jill Jesperson was his daughter, and obviously Eric, who was a former secretary, was his son-in-law. There was some concern expressed that want to make sure the LACO would be looked after. I just want to reassure the councillors it certainly will be. As long as I'm there, it will be 100% looked after. As I said, the train shed that sat on the ground for a while has now been erected. It's nearly finished. We just have to put up one more set of doors and then have the floor concrete. It's going to be pretty well isolated because we are going to have a model railway set up put in there that is being donated by Ray Cooper. Is also has a connection to Corrigan for his thing. So that's just that. That will be looked after if it comes to us. If there will be some memorabilia put around it, pictures, a bit of history there involving the train when it used to run. So that's just basic to try and alleviate some concerns. The other one is in regard to our proposed debate and what proposals will happen. At Easter next year, the Dustenberg's Easter Heritage Festival. There has been a submission put to the Shire. I just want to know if anybody has any questions that they would like to raise with me about that event. I did have a meeting with Myra just the other day, and it certainly seems to tie into the Shire's aspirations and plans and ideas about events for the town. So that's about it, really. Unless someone's got any questions.
Any councillors wish to ask any questions? Mr. Board?
Okay. Yep. So practicing Stephen, you're charging $15 for entry. Are you going to use that money for a project, or what's your plans? Is it to raise money, or?
Well, the intention is not to charge anything for entry.
Oh, okay.
The only reason that's there is people don't raise enough.
Oh, right.
The idea would be to have a gold coin donation, exactly what we did this year.
Yeah.
It's not a fundraising thing for the museum.
Yeah.
It's not about us.
Yeah.
It's more about putting on a show for the town.
Right.
So the way things are going, they were saying it would just be a gold coin donation.
Do you know whether you have a project in mind already?
No, not for that. If we have a project, we'll source it elsewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, sorry. Calvin. We just looked up a train that's out here. I'm just waiting for it. And on the actual park, it was built by Mr. Sibley, and then the one for it gave up actually purchased the train and donated to the Corrigan community. So I'm just wondering, has any discussion being held with the Gaither family at all, their wishes?
Yeah, I understand it's quite light. It's been going through 1988. Yeah.
But there's like centenary.
But obviously if the Shire wishes it to come to these, then we could have a discussion with
I think the Gaither Shire, it would be alive to do that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Right, 7. Yes. Confirmation of minutes, 7.1.
previous council meeting, 7.11, ordinary council meeting. Someone move the officer's recommendation. Councillor Hickey, seconder, Councillor Dyer. All in favour? Uh, 7.2, committee meetings. 7.2.1, audit risk and improvement committee. Someone to move the officer's recommendation, please. Councillor Talbot, Councillor Leach. Councillor Talbot, do you have any comments?
No.
Councillor Leach? Any other councillors?
No.
All in favour? Eight, matters requiring a council decision, corporate and community services, 8.1.1, accounts for payment. I think we all went through. We have an officer's recommendation. Someone who'd like to move the officer's recommendation, please. Councillor Hickey. Seconder, Councillor Smith. Councillor Hickey, do you wish to speak?
Just on the screen. Councillor Payment, I'm happy.
Councillors here. Okay. Any other comments? All in favour? H point 1.2, monthly financial report. And Mrs. Do you have anything you'd like to say about the financial report?
It's as written. Basically, capital is on a schedule, but you'll see from by February that we've kind of spent a lot more, especially the roads program, which takes up a big budget, and we'll be looking at going and trading on the school vehicles and things like that as well, so that will get research from what was spent so far. Yeah. And one last thing with the race, so in February.
Can I have someone to move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Leach? Seconder? Councillor Talbot? Councillor Leach? Councillor Talbot? All in favour? And seven against. Just checking that it was any increases than that last time. And we'll be moving this part from 8.2.1, the CBH development, to later in the meeting. Yeah, the reason we are deferring this is we have some declarations of interest, and there are four who with declarations, and we would not be able to have a quorum if they speak room. So we are awaiting ministerial approval. Hopefully we'll receive or the end of the meeting. Right. So we're down. And item 8.2.2, the development application, proposed alterations and additions to CBH project. We'll move that down as well due to the declarations of interest. Yeah.
And the number will be adjusted for those items as well. Radio. 8.2.3, Information and Communication Strategy Plan 2025 to 2030. I will ask Mrs. Henry if she has any comments that she made regarding this ICT plan.
So under the IPR reporting, granted planning reporting, have a strategic plan that speaks on ICT, as we move into the future. IT is, there's a lot of risk involved in IT, both for planning in regards to making sure you have enough IT in place, have enough cyber security, and this plan will take us over the next 5 years and show that we have enough money in the budget to cover this. We have a good asset management plan in regards to our laptops and computers, one of the things it was probably mentioned is while we got our current IT companies to help us with this, we will probably need to get reviewed again in 12 months' time when we go to our team to get a new IT company, and also to keep it a bit more forced to us. So we will do that in the next 6 months as well. Go over that mid-year. It's ticking off a box as well because we've been raised in the last lot of audits that should have in place, so this is filling that as well. So then we need to press to get it in line with our long term financial plan.
You have an officer's recommendation. Someone to remove the officer's recommendation, please. Councillor Leach, the seconder. Councillor Dickinson. Councillor Leach.
I just like to commend Mrs. Henry for her work with the Audit Committee. IT is something, and security is becoming more and more important. It's important that we have a plan. It's important that we invest in it and protect our information and keep our systems strong. So, I know it takes a lot of time and research to get these, figure out which systems are right and what works best. So,
Thank you. Councillor Dickinson. Anybody else have any comments? Right, all in favour? 8.2.4, Caravan Park Lease Extension. I will pass the question to Francis Oswald. As written, I think you've all had a look at it, the extension. Could I have someone move the first recommendation, please? Councillor Hickey. Councillor Dickinson, seconder. Councillor Hickey, we should speak on this.
Our services that we supply, Johnson, getting that work for us, did you think?
Thank you, Councillor Dickinson.
I think from all reports, they've been running it fairly well and successfully.
Thank you. All in favour? 7, George.
8.2.5, policy update authorisation to purchase goods and services. I'm just going to slip one out. Okay. We'll move to the officer's recommendation. Have someone please move the officer's recommendation. Councillor Talbot. Seconder. Councillor Smith. Councillor Talbot, do you have any comment? All in favour? 8.2.6. Customer service charter review. Mrs. Henry, you get these things, mate.
Generally, as written, but we will be possibly bringing this back to you a little earlier, around August, due to the Privacy Act, the Privacy Act that will come into play in July 2026, which will lead to a few of the changes in here about how we do customer service, and so, yeah, we'll bring it back again.
Thank you. Can someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Hickey, seconder Councillor Leach. Councillor Hickey,
just
to speak on this.
Okay, I see updated.
Councillor Leach. Anybody else want to comment? All in favour? 7. 8.2.7. Annual report for year ending the 30th June. Mrs. Henry? No, just a comment.
I think I've spoken lots of times about giving the work for any of this, so very upset information, so. Yes, it's nice to have the audit report done and dusted and by what we do on Christmas Eve, so cozy the council group.
Can I have someone to move the committee and officers' recommendations? There are 8 in all. So I've got someone who'd like to move that committee. Oh, Councillor Dyer, sorry. Seconder, Councillor Leach. Councillor Dyer, would you like to speak on this? Councillor Leach.
I'd just like to thank Mrs. Henry again, all the staff that were involved. It's a big task to upload all the documents and get everything to the auditors, and I think this year was probably one of the smoothest years since I've been on council. She's done amazing, so, yeah, good job.
Any other councillors wish to comment? Councillor Hickey?
To thank Karen, all the staff, and people getting it on that pre-settlement. So, as it goes, well done. It just makes next year so much easier if you get back into on the parts of pre-budgets and pre-June. So, having an audit done by now, all these details in the end of September's
well done. Thank you. Any other answers, Mr. Conrad? All in favour? 7 nil. 8.2.8, 2026/2027 cultural event. I think you've all read through it. I have someone move an officer's recommendation, please. That's what it is. A second motion. Councillor Smith. Councillor Vicky, would you like to speak up?
I'll be happy just to call the best community to help people. It's a great event, and drawing these awards are very special, so we can give them some sort of support to enjoy these with such an idea.
Councillor Smith?
Yeah, same as Councillor Hickey. If this can be tied in, for example, with the Corrigan Show or something like that, it's a bit more extra entertainment, something like that, instead of a one-off little thing. So, yeah, just to encourage more people to attend, I think it'd be good.
Any other comments? Right. All in favour of his voting? That's 7. Yeah. 8.2.5. Contract extension medical services. Thank you. We have declarations from all councillors. These are an impartiality to this thing, as all of us councillors are client patient of the Courage Medical Centre. So that's our reasoning for putting these influence on the result. And Mr. Andrew, would you like to speak on this? Just as we share the item, the recommendation to renew the current contract for a further term of 6 years. So I move Councillor Talbot, seconder. Councillor Dickinson. Right, Councillor Talbot, would you like to speak on this?
I understand that the meeting's it is a sick and the medic to have services. It's also something that's really important for our community, and I think Dr. Krishna has provided us with very good service over the last number of years. So I think it be in our best interest to really support on going forward and an extension.
Councillor Dickinson?
Sure, I agree.
Any other councillors wish to speak?
I think it's good idea to hear about some of the other towns that are struggling to get keep doctors. If we've got one that's happy to stay here, it is a big cost. I think it's well worth the investment to get the doctor in town.
Any other councillors wish to comment? Councillor Lee?
I just like to commend Mrs. Stanton's efforts to actually keep communication open with Dr. Krishna and form of the relationship. We want a good relationship with him as a councillor. We want him to be seen as supported by us. I have worked as a nurse without a doctor. It's not great. It's extremely important in our community, but at the same time, we trust that Mrs. Manton will negotiate and best her ability with the services and finances that we can provide as a council. So,
thank you. Any other comments? Okay. Is voting for officers' recommendation. 7-0. Thank you. Yeah. 8.2.1, 2025-26 Community Assistance Program, request for assistance. Senator, would you like to speak on this item?
I think it's basically everywhere. And we will look to hear about
support how we implement the community grants for the next financial year, giving people options to hopefully do the EQ rounds and yes, but I think it supports what we have Shire would like to do in regards to supporting the next coming town and for and in regards to the budget, we'll find that we find that out when we do the budget review scheduled for February.
We have an officer's recommendation here. Can I have someone please move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Lynch. Someone seconded it, but it's seconded. Councillor Talbot. Councillor Lynch, do you wish to speak on this?
I think, yes, we did provide funding for the boat hire this year. But this is a whole community event at Easter. Usually the Shire does run at Easter egg hunts. So I know the open day at the museum that we had earlier this year was fantastic, beautiful facility to have an event. And I just, yeah, appreciate you guys taking the time to organise events for everyone to enjoy. It's a great family time and it's a great way to, I suppose, people that wouldn't ordinarily go and see the museum, go and see it. Yeah. Thank you.
Councillor Talbot.
I just like to be what Councillor Lynch has said. Yeah, the historical survival of that from some great events over the years, and I think if we can support them in doing this, it's a event that should do that time. So, yeah, I think we need to.
Any other councillors have any comments? Councillor
Dyer? Just to say that I'll thank you for these guys. It's a really good cause, really good events. My only concern is then with what's being asked, but just to make sure that as best we can, you know, if the money can come out of the other, the theatre and events, budget rather than the community, assistance program. Which still gives the money that's needed, but just keeps things a little bit more in line with the guidelines and policies with the community assistance grants. I think that would be the better way to go. And then with the in-kind support, just making sure that we're willing to do that with, you know, or at least consider it with any other groups that may be wanting similar things, you know, bring in close, but then clean-ups and stuff like that. We want to make sure that we're doing good. Any of this for one group, we need to make sure that we're going to do it for all groups.
Thank you. Anyone else? That's what's happening. Hey. And who is for this officer's recommendation, please? I mean, for against? 7-0.
Close.
Yes. Okay. Okay, our next item, 8.2.11, is the Strata Award. This is a confidential item, so asking someone, Councillor Hickey, seconder Councillor Dickinson, the Councilling could in accordance with clause 15.10 of the standing orders, close the meeting to the public.
We have to can consider the CBH items.
Mrs. Manchin will let us know what's happening. So I've received advice from the minister that Councillor Talbot has been approved to remain in the room to allow us to have a quorum. So those declarations of interest from Hickey, Jacobs and Leach, those financial interests will extend. Councillor Dyer declared impartiality in his question.
Absolutely.
You chair these two items, please?
I'm not sure how you can be violent, so it's probably the main to make a declaration of the interest towards this guy.
I say that I have an indirect financial interest in Article 8.2.1. The Australian President's company is also the chair of the NZH. And I am a beneficiary of us that obtains income from CBH.
I also need to declare a financial interest in this item in that I am a shareholder in the CBH company as a grower and member of the cooperative, delivering grain to CBH and paying storage and handling fees to the value of $500,000 in 2025. I'm not a decision maker, so I don't need to leave the room. I didn't prepare the item. It was prepared by account planner Joe Douglas.
So I need to hear to be how much I did. And so we have contracts of over $500,000 with CBH this financial year.
What was
so this item 8.2.1 is development application for the new covered white down by C for the cigarette. Councillor Guyatt, can you please declare your impartiality towards this item?
Yes, I have an impartiality interest in this item due to a close friendship with the area manager and the operations coordinator for the area responsible. But I'm unbiased in my decisions.
So we have the advice, right? Basically, she's prepared to listen and an advice page that everyone has read. Offers the recommendation that council approves the development application submitted by ELET Construction Services on behalf of the Cooperative Bulk Handling Limited for the construction and use of a proposed new covered washdown bay associated infrastructure on lot 500 on Closet Plan 190194, Corrigan South Road, Corrigan, subject to the following conditions as conditions and notes, and a right is noted. Do we have a mover? Yeah. Second up, Councillor Smith, are you in favour?
Not
for us. We didn't get to cancel the item. I would like to thank all the
Just the final input we have for land code is one of the gender attachments. Looks like, I guess the pink parts are the bushfire areas. So we just need to make sure that if a ballot assessment is required, we need to make sure that that's sort of clean. I didn't see that in the outside of that.
Any other comment? All in favour? All in favour? Alright, we have the next item, 8.2.3, development application again, alterations and additions to the CBH board.
So I will also declare financial interest in this one as a shareholder and grower member of the CBH cooperative, extended the interest here for my company with my husband to live at $5,000, but I find some of that to CBH.
Councillor Talbot.
Yeah. Okay. Indirect financial interest in this item as well, as my husband is coming as a shareholder of CBH, he's a former member. And I am a beneficiary of a trust that she's seeking from CBH, and we have contracts at this stage of 504,000.
Councillor Tyne.
Just the partiality interest due to close friendship with the area manager and the office coordinator being my sister.
Decisions in partiality. Sure. As you can see, the officer's recommendation that council approve the development application submitted by Cooperative Bulk Handling Limited for various proposed alterations and additions to its existing grain handling and storage facility at Lot 3 on BP47662 and Lot 22 on number 120 Eden Road, will be subject to the following conditions and advice notes.
I'd just like to make a comment that during the negotiations of the application, it was noted that part of the historical development will be does encroach on the road reserve. So this is raised with CBH, and they have introduced mitigation corrections there so that the traffic at the CBH site is not interacting with the traffic on the road.
Do we have a mover? Sign, please. It's my dial. And a seconder? Councillor Smith. Would you like to pass a comment? It's my dial.
Just to say that, yeah, everything seems right outside of making sure that they stay within what they're supposed to be doing, and just to make sure that as part of their wording of what they're essentially saying to keep their traffic within their area or not interacting with the road, just so that they've been not interacting with outside of their boundary, not just with what where the road is.
All in favour?
8.3, Works and Services. 8.3, we want proposed A class reserve. Can I have someone to move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Heffey? Seconder? Councillor Leach? Councillor Hickey, do you wish to make any comments?
Just a motion.
Councillor Leach?
I just wish Mrs. Manson for contacting the neighbours and her officer's recommendations. So this is something that can be reviewed and clarified a bit more.
President's report during the month of November to December for the 10th Central Zone meeting at Brookton. Councillor Hickey elects chair of Central Zone for the next 2 years. Items of interest, Dingley to host the state council meeting in September 26th. Encourage and expressed an interest in power in WA to host a multi-agency meeting next year. The next zone meeting will be held in Courage in February. So it would be a great chance for some of our councillors to attend this meeting if possible. 13th. Row Rock meeting at Narrabeen on the 4th of December. Narrabeen to continue as host shire. Wickerton accepted to Row Rock's 5th member shire. The housing project updated and we did not receive the funding for the generators for evacuation centres. Funding went to many state groups. There's a Works and Services Development Day on the 5th of April, which is our Works advice to attend there. And there's also a joint rock event in Perth on the 16th of February 2026, which is quite a few weeks again to discuss there. Attended role of the Mayors and Presidents seminar hosted by Walga. Communication, education, key points to a successful team, a successful shire, and work as a team. So it's together everyone achieves whole. It was an excellent event just to network with some other rural councils. Attended the Senior Citizens Lunch, hosted by the Senior Citizens Committee, and 48 people attended. They all enjoyed the small Christmas lunch. Perhaps Father Christmas needs to attend Hannah this next year. And I feel that the event could be advertised a bit more to do a party in the park. That was a great night. And even the change of venue worked very well. Children thoroughly enjoyed the activities. And a big thank you to Pima for organising this event. I did enjoy my free ice cream. Coffee and chat with councillors. We held our first one on Tuesday the 2nd December. Thanks to the councillors who attended. We had a few people come and chat and had some very positive comments about the gym, the work happening on Courage and Wickerton Road, and we are doing a great job.
The next copy and chat with councillors will be held on the first Tuesday of each month starting in September. And I also attended a regional development training day with RDA in Wheatfield. They are just invoiced to federal government. They support 42 shires and provide economic development. I felt the impression a lot after. It was worth attending, and it was sort of, if I heard about Pinjalee offering $20,000 to get a butcher, again, or the wonderful Bruce Rock facility, their shop, what a wonderful community, and the farmers need to invest more money into the towns. So that was all that happened until tonight. So you other words. But councillors, questions, reports, and information items?
I'd just like to say Hayden Park was a great evening. Great job done by the South Island staff. They ran it well. Different location, might be the new location, I don't know. I think, yeah, it's great. Also, the cookie jar and clay tag making, kids loved it. They enjoyed it. Playing with clay, it was a bit messy there, but yeah, another great program run by the CRC, and the pool is looking amazing this summer, fresh, and Kel are doing a great job. So, yeah, very lucky to have that 50-metre pool looking so sparkly.
You've got a question, Sharon. Oh, final question, that might be, she's that 92-50. Somehow, might hit 100 yet.
Thank you, Councillor Leach, for that. Any other councillors? Any comments? Information bulletin. I think it just had the Roebuck meeting. The main things were discussed about to housing. We did ask about sources of more information to do with government knocking down houses, and that seems to be happening in a few other shires. And education is a big thing, and a letter has gone up to the minister regarding that. The little Roebuck newsletter that they put out is quite a great little read. It's just one page. So do you have a look at that? Minutes from the audit and risk. And so if anybody else got anything like to mention out of those information, they'll want it. Volga and central zone motions. Don't think so, no. 15, next meeting. Our ordinary council meeting on the 17th of February 2026 at 4 p.m. Meeting close at 5:18.
Yeah.
So thank you all for your attendance.
Sure.